wearing headphones because that was the request. And so I will not wear headphones. And welcome to our chat. And I know I'm, you know, back here after last week was what? Yeah, bad. But the good news is that that cold that I had lasted only about, you know, like a week. And now it's like almost gone. Although it was a little kind of fucked up there for a few days. And let's see what else happened. What else happened? Seemed like there was a lot of business. You know, there were, I had a whole lot of business in town. I'm pointing the wrong way. It's that way. L.A. is that way. I had a whole lot of F's for family and a whole lot of other voiceover work I was doing. So it was between that and being sick, it was kind of fucked up. But anyway, I'm really happy to see you guys. Allie is the only female once again, and I got to blame myself for that. I got to get more people over here by mentioning it on the podcast. Well, I do mention it on the podcast. So, King Cap is with us. Allie, Bernie G, Megalos, also Bungholio. Yeah, I think David Jefferson is with us. James Kaufman, who is our brother from Montana, Bungholio, Nathan Smith. And I thought I saw, there's Mike Nickus, Bernie G, there he is. We always want to know where Bernie G's at, what part of the planet Bernie G is traveling from. So I know I do look weird without headphones, you're right. Like my head looks like, it's just, this is my head, this is what it is. This is as good as it gets. There was a time when I was quite a handsome young man, but those days are long gone, you see? Colby Jack is with us. All right. Well, I don't blame a lot of the women. You guys get foul here, man, but that's okay. I understand. Alexis is here from Bellevue, Washington. Hello, Alexis. Cool. And I thought I saw... Well, I don't know. I don't know what I thought I saw. Mobile, Alabama tonight, Bernie. I remember driving through Mobile, Alabama on my way from New Orleans to Miami way back when probably the only guy on this chat tonight that was alive other than me is Bernie G. Maybe a few others, but it was 1978. I was driving from New Orleans to Miami. Just got a gig from WNOE-FM to WSHE. Stephen Miller's with us. And David Jefferson. So let's just go ahead. David, look out, Phil girls are out there. They want you. Well, I know that, but no, I'm kidding. I got a girl, and I love her, and I'm going to see her tomorrow. Allie is saying hello to Colby. Hey, Phil, if you became a gay and had one installed, what would your gay name be? I don't have to have one installed if I'm gay, do I? Can't I hold on to the one? Probably Derek. I think I changed my name to Derek or Colin. But I would keep the same act. I would just be the same kind of, hi, I'm Derek. If you're looking for Paul, he's not here tonight, okay? Why don't you just go ahead and go meet your friends at the corner? Paul's not interested in you. Something like that. Get a vagina installed. First time that term was used, Allie, was my friend Rick Garrett and I, and we were 13 years old. And I don't know where this rumor started, but it was a... The rumor started that somehow James Brown, you know, James Brown, the singer, James Brown was having one installed. And Rick says, we hear about James Brown? I go, yeah, he's getting a cunt installed. I go, what the fuck? I mean, I automatically laughed at that. But at the same time, the whole idea of sex change operations were just becoming sort of, you know, in the news. So there you go. That's where that came from. But holy, Phil, would Derek have a roped off bar stool? No. I mean, Derek, if he was gay, he would just be, you know, hi, you know. I'd be like one of those hard ass gay dudes who'd be, you know, very territorial. Just, where's Paul tonight? Paul's dancing right now. You're always bothering him. That kind of shit. How is effervescence and Thunder Poncho? Nathan, thank you. We thought we had a dog, Nathan. We thought we had a little poodle, but the owner came and recovered that dog. And I said to Debbie, who turned me on to that dog, I said, the dog was in terrible shape. Why would they give that dog back to that owner? And she said, apparently the dog was very, very elderly and already very thin. And she said, hey, they're the owner. I said, it doesn't make any difference. I wouldn't give a dog back to an owner if they were abusive. But she seemed to think it was okay. So Poncho is going into the hospital on Sunday. We're driving Poncho down to a hospital in Tustin, which is a major cat and dog veterinary hospital. And they do all this, the major shit that humans have done. They have Poncho is an old cat, and he has thyroid disease, basically. So he's going to have radioactive iodine injected. He's going to have to stay there for a few days until his shit isn't radioactive, and you know, let that be a lesson to all of us. But anyway, and then we can bring him home. The cool thing about this hospital, they have video cameras in each of the little cages, so we can look at Poncho anytime we want and see what's up with him. And I said to Lauren, I said, can we talk to him? She goes, I don't think so. I go, well, that's kind of fucked up. So we're looking at him, but he doesn't know we're looking at him, so I don't know. But anyway, so that's happening on Sunday. We're going to take Poncho down to, thank you, King. It was fucked because I loved this dog, and poodles are cool. You know, a lot of people think they're kind of dopey because they're curly and all that shit, but poodles are really cool dogs. They're great dogs to have, especially up in the mountains if you're fishing or something like that. They're just great dogs to have around for varmints and stuff. Allie, Mr. Henry, I can't remember what the name of the civilization is, but I love the podcast you do with that alternative universe civilization where they grow to... the Vendakian Republic, Allie. And the Vendakian Republic is the world of Pete Bone. But I'm not so sure. The whole reason why I did that is because, Allie, the whole reason why I did that alternative universe for Pete Bone is because I want to keep him as far away from real politics as possible, but still give him that kind of driven personality. So it's weird shit like that. I don't know. I'm not sure what to do with Pete, if I'm going to leave him that way or just have him stay here on the planet Earth, but have it just be different names of people. Justin has just joined us here. Nathan Smith, poor guy. I hope Poncho does well, although I laughed at him having radioactive shit. No shit, man. I mean, it is pretty funny, you know. And even Lauren says to me, you know, well, we can't bring him back right away. I said, well, why not? Because his shit's radioactive, man. They got to monitor his fucking shit. She goes, and then even after we bring him home, some bullshit about don't let him shit in the same box with the other cat. Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah, King Cap, you got a poodle. They are cool dogs. Great small dog for Japan. Now, why do you need a small dog in Japan, King? Nathan Smith, I had an image of Dr. Jim Sadler talking about the radioactive shit, yeah.
I'm Dr. Jim Sadler, Phil, and really what's going to be happening with Poncho is very simplistic. The iodine will go in, then the radioactivity will take over.
Now, will his cat manure...
You're talking about the cat droppings. The cat droppings will be radioactivity. I had a friend of mine who did, very unfortunately, have dealings with radioactive cat, you know, stuff. What do you... Okay, so you think it's funny? Great. Fuck this, Mr. Henry. I didn't want to be on your show.
Well, sorry. Nathan, poor... Yeah. Yeah, we're all pawn for him, man. Bungalow cameras in a vet cage. That sounds potentially tragic. Yeah. Why? Why do you think that, man? You think that maybe the cats will become enamored of themselves. Megalos, Phil, you ever called into a talk show in character, kind of like the old show, but in reverse? Even better if the impersonates the show host and gets away with it. I did, man. One time. You mean when I was a professional? Yeah, one time I called the Dennis Prager show as Robert Leonard. And, how you doing, man? Listen, you ever heard Phil Henry? That's all I did, and then he hung up on me. And then Prager came back after the break and went, I am told that the Phil Henry show is a show where Mr. Henry talks to himself in that typical manner of the traditional talk show hosts who they think that me talking to myself is a bad thing. I said, well, compared to the shit that you got to talk to, man, I think I'd rather talk to myself, but hey. Bungholio says, Phil, I worked in the boiler. What's that, man? Boiler? Bungholio, the boiler room. Oh, the boiler room. Colby Jack, hello, Phil. My wife and I have an animal sanctuary rescue, 501c3. I appreciate your love for animals. Did you know the guitar player from Tom Petty's band, Mike Campbell, and his wife are very involved in an animal rescue in L.A.? It's called TazzyFund.com. I didn't know that. You know, I talk to their keyboard player, Benmont, and I might ask him if he can... do they have, like, cats and dogs to be adopted? That would be great. King Cab, limited room in Japan. She goes with us everywhere, I'll bet. I dig poodles, man. There was this goddamn poodle we knew up in Big Bear Lake, a friend of a very famous photographer. The old-timers would know this guy, Art Rogers. He got Woody Hayes kicked his ass on the... He didn't kick his ass. Woody Hayes pushed him on the sideline one game when he was trying to get a picture. Anyway, Art was up at Big Bear with his dog. It's a poodle called Mutt. That's what he called him, Mutt. And this fucking big poodle, every time you caught a fish, any time you pulled your line out of the water, this dog was constantly trying to get hooked by this thing. Thank you very much. Ken says, glad your voice is well. Ken Forsey is with us. Thanks, Ken. I appreciate that. Tom Minerchik Jr. I love my dog Bear. He's my partner, not life partner. He hangs out with me all day while I work and shares my bed. I'm just kidding. He even has his own pillow that he lays his head on like a human being. Amazing. Wow. That's cool, man. It's cool. You know, dogs and cats are like kids. They're like the kids that we have if we can't really deal with having kids, you know? That's how I feel about it. And I had four stepkids, and I saw them through life from ages 11 and 7 all the way on through to adulthood. And it's a hard, hard job, man. I think I'd rather, you know, if you'll pardon the expression, do. I think I'd rather do a pet. Bungholio, Phil, I wouldn't want to see my animal die. Bad sentence by me. No. Magolis, Robert Leonard. That's awesome. Yeah, I called in as Robert Leonard. Yeah, I'd like to know, Mr. Prager, I enjoy your program. Thank you very much. You ever heard Phil Hendry? He's a click. Yeah, that was it. That's the only time. And then the only other time in my entire life is when I was a kid. I used to call up and just fuck around, you know. As soon as I got the phone numbers, I'm like, hey, you know, some kind of stuff. Phil, if Margaret did an impersonation of your voice, what would the Margaret mumble sound like?
This is, you want me to do Phil? This is the Phil Hendry Show. Hey, how are you all doing? And I just want you all to know that I got my, you know, what I'm doing. Caught in a zipper the other day.
Probably like that. Here is now the good man, Jeff. Chimpanzees have a penis bone. Butt man is the only mammal that lacks a penis bone. God is very unfair. Gotcha. King Cap, awesome. He's talking to Colby Jack. Alexis, I love Robert. He's so chill, and then he gets mad at Butt a lot. Robert's kind of in the background a little bit more. I figured I got to have one character that is not that fucked up, you know, but still is not as, you know, neutral as me. Mike, can you do that again? Prager is one of the biggest blowhards I've ever heard. Yes, well, I don't know. I can't do a Dennis Prager impression, but he's just, yes. And I think Phil Hendry is... a guy on the radio, they tell me, who talks to himself. That kind of thing, you know. Prager's one of the reasons why radio is a piece of shit. Not because of his politics. Got nothing to do with that. But because he thinks he's so... I don't know what to say, man. He's the least creative cat I've ever heard. And he thinks he's got it going on. And just, you know. Okay, Bernie G. Phil, don't forget doing Walter Cronkite for Coast to Coast. Except I did that with the, at the behest of the host, man, George Norrie. George and I set that up. You know that, don't you, Bernie? George Norrie asked me to do that, so I did it for him. Phil, the boiler was a Sadler bit. You cracked yourself up. Oh, fuck, I don't remember that at all, man. Was that this week? Must have been. Must have been one of the classic hours. Justin, my cat is on thyroid pills twice a day. Have to hide it in her food. She always finds it and spits it out. Yeah, I hear you, Justin. I hear you, buddy. And that's why we're doing this, man. because the pill thing was going to be, he's already on a pill for epilepsy, you know, and jamming another pill down his throat. Lauren wanted to do this, so. But bless that little cat's heart, huh? You know, I learned how to give pills to animals when I worked for this animal, this veterinarian years ago as a teenager. And you just have to get that pill down there and then you rub their throat, you know, with your hand, kind of get them to swallow. I don't know. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I have to give Poncho a pill once a day for his epilepsy. And man, he sees me getting that pill bottle out and he starts taking off. So here's Tina. Can't hear the chat until I get home, but at least I can chat. You can't hear it, Tina? Oh, well, you can get on the line here. Yeah. I believe TazzyFun.com. This is Colby Jack. This is the animal rescue run by Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Yes, I believe TazzyFun.com does have dogs and cats that can be rescued. I think their main thing is to help fund needy animals. That's great, man. I'm going to check them out, man. Thank you. I appreciate that a lot. That's great. Here's a guy named Gangle, dude. How you doing? 3 out of 4 pets eat their owners. Yeah. In some countries. In America, you know, you got a better odds of living, but in some countries. Bernie G. Tina, a female number 3. That's right. We have 3 women now here talking. I have to remember to keep plugging this on the podcast, plugging it on the air, because then we get lots and lots of people. Jeff, I work the dog. Don't we all? Oh, you walk the dog. Allie, Mr. Hendry, I want the right to wander off into traffic and never be seen again. Yeah, that was from the Pete Bone Show. And these are the 5 criticals. You have the right to wander into traffic. You have the right to grow a tail, the right to mutate your face. You have a right to be beaten by the police, beaten badly by the police. Then and only then can you call yourself a Valdakian or whatever the fuck. James Kaufman says, welcome, Tina. That's very, very sweet of you. Allie, hey, Tina. King Cap, chat away. Welcome, Tina. Nathan Smith, we have 3 cats and 4 dogs. They are a big part of our family. Man, they sound like they are the family there, Nathan. 3 cats and 4 dogs. The cool thing about our cats is that Poncho's chilled out. He's pretty cool, even though he's never lived with another animal except one in his whole life. He accepted Thunder pretty good. And Thunder was, in her early life, hung out with 2 dogs. So she didn't give a shit about dogs. So Thunder, I think, would be cool with a dog. I'm not sure how well Poncho would do with a dog. We have here Allie Bung. That made my crack the fuck up. God, what does that mean? No, Bung, what did you say, man, that cracked her up? Now I want to know. Oh, fucking hilarious. Phil, the boiler was a Sadler bit. Oh, okay. So random. Bungholio. You guys talk. I'm about to have to listen to the Sadler bit. Bungholio. Allie, me too. It's like that. Hot the fuck. Ow. Pete Bone. David Jefferson. Tina, I'm at the drugstore picking up some drugs. Allie, LOL. Nathan Smith. Loved Pete Bone this week. Tina, me too, please. Phil, are you familiar with Tim and Eric? Tim and Eric? No. Who was Tim and... Oh, Tim and Neil. I knew Tim and Neil at KFI. Tim and Eric, I don't know who those guys are. You do an awesome Tom Likas and Art Bell. Yeah, I used to do the Likas thing a lot. I did the Art Bell thing a lot. Art Bell was great. Art Bell was fun to do. Likas... you know, Likas begged to be satirized, I think. Allie says, grab me a couple of oxy. Sorry, shit just got a little too real there. David Jefferson, man doesn't have a Pete Bone. Jeff Bung, I love that show. Some really fucked up shit. Allie, who's Tim and Eric, man? Where are they at? Megalos, I was thinking this week, whatever happened to Comb Over Boy? Is he still around somewhere? Yeah, Comb Over Boy, I think is doing a, I don't know what the fuck Tim and Eric would, I don't know where Comb Over Boy is. I think he's doing an internet show someplace, online somewhere. Tim, Phil and Tim and Eric, that would be awesome. Phil, the boiler bit was last month, I think. boiler room. And he was saying, I work in a boiler room. Here's Gar. Pete Bone should do some excerpts from his Secret History book series. He will not be denied. Yeah, that's a good idea. Is Tom Lickass still alive? He is. Phil, thank Margaret for the kick-ass voicemail. Much appreciated. Out of sight. Did you like that, man? Good. Good, good, good. So, Craig, you got a voice message. That is awesome. I wish a lot of the people who have signed up since we started doing those messages would come on over to the chat. I'm going to have to remind them. Here is Tim Minerchik. Before I heard that Ed Elcott was the grandson of the founder, I thought it was a religion he started, but was somehow kept from advancing to the upper levels, even though he founded the thing, or so I thought. By the way, I love having Elcott services in place of actual church on Sunday. Between that, Saturday, Cinema and the Lions, Phil is giving us a ridiculous amount of top-tier content for a very low price. Well, thank you very much, Tom. And the goddamn Lions are about to start again. Oy. Here's the thing about the Lion games is we're thinking about putting them on that channel, you know, that gaming channel. I don't know. Alex was saying some shit that I don't understand, man. He was saying, yeah, you can do this, do that, do this, do that. And I'm like, what? Want to hear Wes Hurlford's new song? Yeah, yeah. Allie, the guy's name is Tom Lickass, so we call him Lickass for laughs, you know. King Cap, want to hear Wes Hurlford's new song? Tina, Allie, I don't think you want these drugs. Mr. Henry, that doesn't work with my cat. I just have to force it down his throat. Really? Well, you can't just force it down their throat. They're going to choke on it, man, aren't they? Gangle, here's one. One out of four owners eat their pets. Yes, now that's true. Bernie G, I bet Trump is reading Pete Bone's book. He's getting everything fucked up. My cat nephew is on beta blockers for his heart murmur. Your cat nephew, is that his name, Alexis? For his heart murmur. He hates it, but he gets treats afterwards. Yeah, these poor cats. These fucking animals, man. They're like our kids, I swear to God. David, I love my rights. Alexis, I miss you, says Tina. I miss you, too. Well, that's just sweet. Craig, anyone remember when Phil's tech guy ran out of dump? Was that on the radio show? I remember that. Megalis, I'm thinking Phil could have Donald Trump's hairstylist on for a chat. Of course, he would have to be Doug Danger's boyfriend. Jeff, Phil, could you replay the Dean Wheeler bit where he and Emeralda do the firewalk? Oh, that was a great one at the ashram recently. Tony Robbins, can you believe that shit? I read that today, Jeff. I read about that, man. And did that happen yesterday or sometime this past week? And what the fuck? Does Tony Robbins do that goddamn firewalk? That's what I'd like to know. Phil, what does Jeff Dowder think of Manson's garbage dump? Jeff, what about that song? Yeah, I mean, that's probably what he thinks, you know, that he lives in a garbage dump, you know. If you know about Manson, a lot of the stuff that, if you've studied Manson, I've studied a little bit of him, you know, a little bit of him that I have not studied, but if you study Manson, you recognize that where he got most of his food, was out of garbage dumps. Totally got it out of a dump. He had all the chicks in the Manson family go to the local garbage dump to get breakfast. So, all right. Okay. Sheila is with us from Durango. Yeah. Durango sounds so cool, man. I got to go to Durango. I want to go there and, like, play one of those jaw harp things, you know, and just walk down the street and just get hammered on tequila and fall down in traffic. Is it like one of those towns? Probably not. Ken Forsey, dogs will get you food. Cats will eat you. Truth. Although, my cat Thunder, I put through cat school every night. I have the little bird on a stick, and she jumps it and grabs it, and then she's all proud of herself. And I pat her and go, good, now you next bird. Then, unfortunately, she caught a bird and killed it, and that pissed me off. But, hey, what was I going to do? It's kind of that thing, man. Ken Forsey, dogs will get you food. Cats will eat you. Colby Jack, in case anyone's counting, we have 14 dogs, four goats, five horses, two birds, and one cat, and I live in an apartment. All right. Colby, that's great, man. I hope you treat those animals. I hope those animals treat you well, more importantly. Tom Minerchik, Pete Bone is so great. Love the interaction between Pete and his former co-host that he demoted. I don't know how one mind can come up with such amazing and surreal content day after day. Well, I don't either, man. I think I do it to not die or go crazy or something. Pete Bone went to a whole other strange and wonderfully weird place this week. The one where he broke into the politician's place, was beaten, tased, and nearly shot. Yeah, that was cool. And this week, Pete Bone was in the land of the Valdakian Empire. I have no idea. See, what happens is these characters happen, and they're really interesting for like two or three episodes, and then I really struggle for material, because either I get bored with them, or they need to be more spread out in terms of how I use them. I'm not sure. Allie, Mr. Henry, super happy your beard and mustache are growing back. Gee, thanks, Allie. Which basically means I'm an ugly motherfucker. Yeah. You know, there was a time when I did not have the beard or the mustache, and I actually looked halfway decent. But that's I think, oh yeah, I weighed 50 pounds less. Bernie G, Sheila, female number four. Tom Minerchik, check out Tom Goes to the Mayor from Tim and Eric First, Phil. Best stuff they did. I don't know who the fuck these guys are. Are they a radio show? Tim and Eric? My favorite comedy duo right now, hands down, is Key and Peele. Those motherfuckers are just flat crazy. They're fucking funny. Dr. Steve Brule, check it out. That's Stephen Miller asking us to check him out. Allie says, hey, Sheila, Nathan, Stephen Miller, I love Dr. Steve Brule. Tom Minerchik, Steve Brule was incredible. Who's he? Alexis, dude, I saw a male bunny try to mount a female bunny as I was looking out into my parents' backyard. She wasn't having it. It was fucking funny with my commentary. Jesus Christ. The feral cats in Japan beat dogs' asses. We have to keep our dog away from them. God, no kidding. What's with these feral cats, man? Don McDonald. Hey, Phil, I'm late to the chat. Hey, Don, how are you, man? I don't think we've met. Thank you for being with us. Did I hear you say on your pre-show that you're planning to write a book? I am, and I'm very serious about that. And I wouldn't even be talking about it were it not for the fact that I now have a book beginning to, it's forming in my head. I know exactly how I will start it. I know exactly kind of where I'm going to go with it. So yes, the answer is yes. Anybody know any literary agents that would be interested? Dr. Steve Brule and Dr. Jim Sadler. Yeah, you really need to check out Tim and Eric. I don't know Tim and Eric. Is it a show? What station are they on? Where can I find them? Tell me. Allie, King Cap, I'm afraid of the feral cats here in L.A. I actually stutter step when I encounter them. Bungholio, Phil, Tim and Eric were on Adult Swim. They made a ridiculous movie, Tim and Eric's billion-dollar movie, streaming on Netflix. Their TV show is bizarre as fuck, though. Got it. Okay. Thank you, man. Jeff just saw the Tony Robbins firewalking thing, and here is a link that Gar just sent us. Thanks, Gar. Let me see what I can do here. Gotta check this out. Hold on. This is the Tony Robbins firewalk thing. And let me try and get this fucker. Is this the LA Times? More than 30 people burned, fuck, after Tony Robbins urges them to walk over hot coals. Look at that shit. 5 hospitalized after Tony Robbins urges them to walk over hot coals.
I know it may not look that way, but this was actually another successful firewalk. We had over 7,000 people that walked across the hot coals, and we always have a few people that are, you know, have some discomfort afterwards. We do our best to take care of them and ensure that they get whatever help that they feel like they need.
Screen I'm just is shocked. Disabled. I'm out of words. I'm shocked. I've never
Check
seen this in all of my events, and I have to just say it has nothing to do with the training. It is absolutely
I'm going over to YouTube with this, you guys. I'm sorry. Here we go.
A lot of the people that were walking weren't in a peak state to do the walk. And there is a method to...
I'm going to the beginning with this bitch, too.
I know it may not look that way, but this was actually another successful firewalk. We had over 7,000 people that, that walked across the hot coals. And we always have a few people that are, you know, have some discomfort. And, you know, we do
Tad.
To take care of them and ensure that they get whatever help that they feel like they need.
I'm just shocked. I'm out of words. I'm shocked. I've never seen this in all of my events. And I have to just say it has nothing to do with the training.
Bullshit.
It's absolutely nothing to do with Tony Robbins.
Bullshit.
It's very hot, but, you know, the problem seemed to be that a lot of the people that were walking weren't in a peak state.
Right, sure.
Walk. And there is a method to doing the firewalk.
Can I just put my face into the coals, too, or like you just did? What's up? That's horseshit. You buying that? I love how that one cat who works for Tony Robbins was positioning himself so that in case there's lawsuits, you know. And we were ready to give them whatever help they felt they needed. Let's go back here. What the fuck? Mr. Henry, what is your copper cup today? It's the usual. What is it called? Mexican Mule. Alexis, his name is Sapphire. He's my fur nephew. I love it. Clicking sticks anyway, Sheila. I'm way behind on this shit. What are you guys talking about, man? What are you talking about? All right, I'm going to have to go all the way down here because I missed a whole bunch of shit. Screw the firewalk, crab crawl or nothing. What? Put your crotch in the coals. Method walk very fast, says Paul Goodman. How you doing, Paul? Bernie G. Magalis, we're in Jersey. Magalis is in Jersey. Jeff, Mark, he is of Marfanoid motherfucking huckster like that schlock, Dr. Phil. Penn and Teller exposed Tony Robbins years ago. What a scam. You know, I went to, some of you guys might have been with me at when I was doing the radio show. I went to Fiji and I stayed at Tony Robbins' retreat there for like two nights. He's got a resort there. His wife that he was divorcing was there. And she was there with some friends. Now, you can imagine a woman is inheriting or she's getting in the divorce. She's getting the fucking resort. And I'm going to tell you, this place was great. And she was there with her friends. The place only held 15 people. So what was funny about it is we're sitting there at dinner. You all ate at the same table. And there's Tony Robbins' ex with her girlfriends. And I'm there with my wife, Marie, at the time, and some other people. And it was fantastic. She was a great gal. She never badmouthed Tony at all, or I should say Mr. Robbins, but I had the sense that, you know, she was happy she was out of that fucking marriage, and who wouldn't be, because she was getting this goddamn place. I don't know. Tom Mitterchick, I would love to hear Chris Norton read an audiobook of that erotic literature for housewives. You know, the ones with the muscular, open shirt, long-haired men holding the woman. Give me an example of one, Tom, and I'll have him do that. Books on tape, Chris Norton. 9 pounds of burning meat, says Cody. Bernie G, Cody, that sounds way more painful. James Cobman, Elcott never had a problem with the hot coal walk. Fuck no. Elcott, what's the thing that Elcott does? Don't they do the flushing and they do a whole lot of shit having to do with like blowing your fucking intestines out. And I think they all mud wrestle together or something. He and the other overlords get together and mud wrestle? I don't know. James Coppin, true that. James said, Elka, yeah, that's true. Bernie G, Magalis, my company has a terminal in Deepwater, Carney's Point. Where is that, Bernie? Is that, where is everybody tonight? Magalis, where are you at, man? Are you in Massachusetts? 15 minutes outside of Philly. Okay. Real good, real good, real good. Are you loving that? Well, Tony Robbins is lucky nobody died, because that's what happened to that other guy. What is the... Does anybody know what the epilogue has been on the dude in Arizona who had the tent and everybody, you know, everyone went into the tent and fucking died. By the way, Allie, I'm going to be, I have the first Friday of every month at the Hollywood Lab. That's mine. That's my 8 o'clock. And I really want to improve my fucking stand-up, man. There's so much shit that I want to do, and I'm not sure that it's how to do it in a stand-up thing, you know? I mean, I like doing the characters that I do on the show, but for a new audience, there's so much inside stuff there that they're, like, confused as to what it is I'm doing, so... Let's get back to our chat here. Phil, are you going to give characters sections of your book to write from their point of view? I don't think so. Yeah, maybe, but I mean, what I want to do is do a real... I want to do a real book about my life in the business, my life, how I got into the business itself. You know, I really want to... and then, you know, for some comic relief, we can do some shit like that maybe in later chapters. Teabag the Coles for maximum... Teabag the Coles for maximum inspirational effect. Alexis, where were the overlords during that firewalk? Those people needed to be zapped out of lunacy. The truth, man. See, that's the good thing about Elcott, The Next Step. You get leveled so your shit, you just don't go too far off. Anytime you think you're too cool, anytime you think your shit doesn't stink, anytime you think you're just all that, the overlords sweep in from where they're watching, you know, NC2A college football, zap your ass, and then they go back to drinking beer and watching college sports. Which, by the way, is weird about the overlords. They only like college football. Everything else is shit. They bet college football. They watch college football. Allie, to me, too much leveling in the Elcott bits. That may be because I listen to them as I sleep and it's jarring. Jeff, can we please hear from Dr. August Selson and how he does sex with or without... We will, Jeff. And didn't you hear the latest? August Selson is Dr. Elcott's brother-in-law. It's true. August Selson is related by marriage to Ed Elcott. And Elcott says that August Selson is considered to be a disgrace. The family, you know, it's very uncomfortable when they meet for holidays and all this good shit. So, hey, is Baker here from Montana? How about that? Ken Forsey is with us. Stop, drop, and burn. Stop, drop, and burn. James Coppin, hey, Baker, more Montana folk. Where's Baker from Montana? I didn't see him. There he is, King Philip. I'm late to the chat, but hope you and my BSB brethren, we're doing great, Baker. It's great to have you with us. We have one other Montana guy on with us here, James Kaufman. I got to get up to Montana, man. I need some shit like that, you know? I need some shit like that. I was reading where you can live like a king, like a fucking king, for no money at all. There's two spots in America where you can do that: Louisiana and Mississippi. Now, I'm not saying that Montana is on that list, but I'd like to know what the cost of living is in Montana. All right. Bernie G, Phil, could you please bring your drumsticks and pad next week for the chat? I need some doubter drums. I will, man. I don't even know if I can find the drum pad, but I'll look for it. Cody Elms. Cody's here. Cody, how you doing, man? Sheffield, Pennsylvania. Cody and I are, we talk a lot on Facebook and Twitter. What's going on, Cody? How's that little boy of yours? Don't you have a son? What do you do for a living, man? I think you mentioned something about you're an alchemist. No, I'm just joking. I don't know. Baker and Bozeman, Allie, any poolside dreams since our last chat? I hope you've been awesome. Yeah, that's right. Stephen Miller, just saw Norm MacDonald. Where'd you see him, Stephen? In town here or in Denver? Norm MacDonald has such a reputation among comics. It's such a profoundly great reputation, too. It really is. It's like Norm MacDonald among stand-up comics is just godlike. And I met Norm MacDonald one time in my life, man, in Aspen. Trying to think. I was just sitting with some people, you know, and he was there, and he's a nice man, but very, you know, low-key. Dang, I'm moving during the next weekend. You're at the Improv. I'm at the Improv the first Friday of every month, Allie. So I'll be there not this weekend, but next. Yeah, so, two more weekends. the first Friday of July. Here is Tom. Norton would keep stopping the recording session because this stuff isn't sassy enough. I mean, I really need to be sassy. As the uncut... The other thing is, would have to be fucking dumb. You know, I walk into the room and she was there and I undid my shirt and just let my chest hair... I showed her my chest hair. And women are very much into that. Because I'm, you know, very good looking, my sass, there's no inhibition between me and my sass and hers. So the sass blends, you know. Fuck. All right. Let's see. Craig, hi from lovely nation's capital. Craig, how you doing? Trying to keep Trump from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, although his new hotel is going in just down the street. Hey! Huge-ass Trump sign. No shit. We ought to fucking have a Henry Klein at a Trump hotel. That would be fucking awesome. Megalos, I still say Margaret needs to join Elcott. Bungholio, Phil, saw an American hit the Wendy's scene. Big box of fries and a supersized drink. Saw an American late last night. He went to Wendy's out of sight. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Went to Wendy's late one night. There's an American out of sight. Went and had the chili cheese. I had Wendy's chili. It was good. Saw an American in the hood. I said, have you tried the chili cheese? He said, don't bug me if you please. Oh, yeah. All right. Most Americans, they're fat and pig-like. They think they know what's right. They will eat till their fat explodes. But you know what? That's what happens when you carry a heavy load. Oh, yeah. All right. Love Norm MacDonald. His podcast was great, but he stopped doing it twice and never picked it back up. The Gilbert Gottfried episodes were great. Yeah. You know, the podcast thing is either you're a, either it's something you do, like me, or it's like, that's not what I do. And a lot of the cats that do them have turned them into quite, look at this, Roberto Martinez is on ESPN, got fired by Everton, but he's on ESPN. I wonder if he's going to become one of their commentators, probably. Anyway, that would be interesting. Here is Allie Baker. Oh, yes, always. I often dream of characters. This time it was R.C. Collins. Oh. Tom Minichick, loved Norm MacDonald. Cody Elms, Megalos, she could join, then tear it apart from the inside. Gar, Elcott, the next step might be the official state religion of the Republic of Delvenia. That's a good idea. Or the overlords are leveling jihads. Nathan Smith, I'm sure August Selson could comment on Dr. Ed Elcott's relations with Gloria Grover and how he does sex to her. Elcott says Selson is a disgrace. He rooted around with Gloria Grover on the dirt floor of a tool shed. Megalos, really, Ellie? Never was much of a fan of R.C. Collins. Here's Megalos. You're the first guy I've ever talked to, Megalos, who wasn't a fan of R.C. Collins, which I think I also saw you say you're not much of a fan of Pete Bone. In fact, it says here you're not much of a fan of Phil Hendry. So, I'm kidding. Baker in Bozeman. Phil, you should bring Lauren to visit Yellowstone this summer. If so, you'll fly into Bozeman. Oh, yeah. God, man, I want to go camping so bad. Problem is, I bet you Yellowstone is fucking packed during in the summertime, isn't it? I mean, I don't know. I was reading about Yellowstone, Jeff, by the way. Yellowstone had become a national park. It was officially a national park, and people were going there and picnicking when one afternoon, fucking Geronimo comes tearing ass through Yellowstone being chased by U.S. cavalry. And it was during that, you know, the closing moments and the closing times of the Old West and the closing, you know, days of Geronimo himself. Is it Geronimo? It might have been somebody else. It might have been Sitting Bull. Geronimo, I think, was killed at an army post. But Well, I don't know who is a very famous Indian chief, though. And these people are sitting there with their chicken and their, you know, whatever the hell. And why don't you go ahead and put the sailboat in the lake, Billy?
Sure, Dad.
And all of a sudden, here comes fucking Geronimo and the U.S. cavalry hauling ass through this thing. So, very interesting thing that the a national park is opened, tourism is being allowed, and the frontier is not even secure. You know, in other words, it's like it's still an open war zone. And these people are sitting there and having soup. So I, you know, see where we're at here, man. Every time I start talking, I just get, you know, stuff just rolls on, man. Bugholio, Allie, that reminded me of your hot tub dream with me and that thing. God, must have been gross. Nathan Smith Gar, I was thinking Delvinia was a new branch that takes place in the future, but they're really just a bunch of weird asses in a shed somewhere in Oklahoma. What? No. Ali Magalos, he was in my dream because I was listening to the podcast as I was falling asleep. Tom Minichek Jr., please bring back Herb Sewell soon. He's an awful human being, but wildly entertaining. Yes, I will. Herb. The other thing about Herb is he has a wonderfully distinctive delivery. It's very difficult to find characters, especially in radio or in the audio medium, where you really have a distinctive character by voice alone. And I'll tell you something, when I go in and I do F is for Family and I listen to the talent in that fucking room, Debbie Derryberry, who does Jimmy Neutron, some of you guys may know, she does a lot of kid cartoons. She's fucking amazing. She is fucking amazing, man. And Mo Collins, the different characters they're able to get. And then this guy, Keith Ferguson, that I've been working with, Keith has come in for like three or four different table reads. Just incredible, man, to get that. You know, I'm so impressed with those guys. So, Herb Sewell is wonderful because he does have, as you were saying, a very, very unique and marvelous approach to life. All right. Please bring back Herb Sewell. James Copinelli, please cancel the firework at HendryCon this year. Sincerely, Tony Robbins. You know, we should have a firework, but you have to be drinking tequila. I'll tell you something, man. When HendryCon happens, I'm probably going to get sued by half of you guys because... All right. King Cap, I love Norm on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? One question away from a million. I didn't know that. Apathy is with us, 2673. How you doing, brother? Eight again, yo, Phil, and happy Denver checking in. Good to talk to you, man. Alexis is now getting a buffering video. I'm sorry about that, Alexis. I don't know what that is. It looks to me like... Let me get to my picture. My picture looks good. Here's my picture. Well, not that it's going to matter to you, but... There's my picture. Whatever. Dan McDonald, who do you have lined up to appear with you at the improv? I haven't asked anybody yet, Don. We haven't booked, but, you know, there's some people I want to get over there. I want to get Crystal Leah. I want to get, I'd love to get Andy Kindler back. He was far and away brilliant. Love, you know, Brody. Brody's a wonderful guy, but, you know, I would like to have Doug Stanhope, you know. Some cats like that. I'd like to get Kurt Braunholer over there, if I can. I don't know if they're in town or they're in New York. I think Kurt lives in New York. Most of the guys live out here, though. So, yeah. And I learn. Every time I do one of those shows, I learn watching them. And, you know, Wayne Fetterman was great. Just great. Chris Fairbanks is the funniest motherfucker with the greatest goddamn timing I've ever heard. Just really good, man. So there's so much that I have to learn from these guys, and it's stand-up is it's a real art, man. And you know, you do have to have hard and fast places that you're hitting. It's very different from doing sort of audio comedy where, you know, people are listening for 40-45 minutes. They're doing something, they hear something, then they go away, and not everybody's laughing at the same time. It's a much easier thing to do, I think. Alexis, okay, I thought it was just me too. Cody Elms film, my son is phenomenal. The Sky Baby is strong in him. And I'm a quality inspector for a steel manufacturer. Plus, I cover sports for our local newspaper. Sweet. No shit? I want to read your stuff, man. What paper? Stephen Miller, Comedy Works South, as you know, a fellow Canadian, Norm MacDonald. Very good. I thought you were in Denver, Stephen. David Jeff is a super size, yeah. Saw an American, here's Natalie Allen. What do you guys think of, well, I don't want to be sexist, but what do you guys think of Natalie Allen? I think she's like Vampira. Never mind, fuck it. Chili Cheese, get a biggie. Tom Minerchek, the podcast you did with Chris and Herb commenting on the prison guard that helped the men escape from prison was awesome. I love the day-to-day updates with Jay Santos. And yes, I like that. That was a great story. And how they were asking for snacks. I've never rooted for a manhunt to keep going the way I did when that happened. You know what I loved about that, Tom, is when Jay kept getting busted for, you know, they were sitting there, they had their snacks. They had three or four opportunities to nail these guys, and they were playing grab ass. Somebody saw them and said, while you guys were playing grab ass, those dudes went right by your position, man. They, you know.
What are you talking about? We staked that whole area out. You trying to tell me something?
Yeah. While you guys were fucking playing grab ass, man, those dudes.
I'm playing grab ass. All right, yeah. Couple times play grab ass.
what are these guys doing? Ryan, hi from Kansas City. KC. All right. Ever think about bringing back Wandering Eye Poetry? Your show is the best on earth, and nobody makes me laugh like you. Keep it up. You got it, brother. Thank you very much, Ryan. Yes. Yes, I got to bring back Wandering Eye Poetry. It's and so there I was in a beautiful land with fresh cut steel being oared from the, you know, something river. So his eye would, like, you know, go off to other places. Mike Nickus, Norm MacDonald, very underrated golf analyst. Truth. Tina, decided to stop for dinner on the way home so I can chat for a while longer while in line in the drive-thru. And there's an idea. So if you can't make it home and you can't really hear me, you can at least see the people who are chatting. Oh, wait a second. Yes, you can hear me if you turn your phone on. We stream. Tina, are you streaming the show on your phone? Because you get the video. I hope you understand that. Bungholio, am I the only bun in this place that smokes weed? God damn. I don't think you are. I mean, there's got to be other weed smokers. I don't smoke it anymore myself. Used to, but I don't smoke it only because it doesn't do anything for me, man. It's weed became not a very pleasant experience for me. I've got too much of a personality. My personality goes against weed. You know, it's like, I got a cocaine personality, if you want my honest opinion. I need fucking coke, and I thank God that I am not an addictive personality, because I could have gotten addicted to that shit easy back in the day. I'm a caffeine guy, you know. I'm one of those guys. Weed does not happen for me. However, I wish all of you the best. Let's see. Elcott's Electric Eel Therapy, Justin, no. Cody Elms says, Bungholy, I wish I could. We get hair tested where I work. It's some bullshit. Oh, I heard that, man. Magalos, ouch. Tina, can you order a large fry to go? Alexis, I have an edible every now and then. Good idea. We have... you know, we've got medical marijuana in California. Where are you guys at, Alexis? You guys in Washington State? I think they have it there. Colorado, of course, is like phenomenal. You can just go and I just heard where they expanded the amount of weed that you can buy if you're a non-resident. Is that it? Like, I think it's really funny that they keep non-residents from buying that. Where are you from? I'm from out of state. No, you don't get that much weed. Why? Well, I just, you know, afraid they're going to take it back and sell it or some shit. Cody Elms, Bernie G, yeah, well, I shaved my head, so you know, shit gets weird on test days. No shit, man. Sheila, Geronimo was in Arizona. Okay. Thank you, Sheila. I've read a book on the horrible backstabbing manner in which one of the Indian chiefs, one of the Native Americans, was killed. I forget which one it was. Bungholio, Cody, the GD military doesn't do hair tests. You CIA? Cody, shave everything. All these guys, ways to beat the fucking drug test. Tom Minerchik Jr., I didn't love Pete Bone for the first few minutes, but the fucker just grew on me, and I love his episodes now. Can't think of any I'm not nuts about. They're all great to amazing. Thank you very much, Tom. Everything kind of morphs and changes on the show. Everything gets, you know, it just gets weird. I take it anywhere I want to take it, which is the great thing about doing, you know, sort of being out here and being in control of your own, you know, little section of the universe. It's just do any goddamn thing you want. So I'm a lucky man that way. Bungholio Cody, bathe in Nair. Bathe in Nair? Fucking guy's going to look like he has that shit. What do you call that shit where your hair is just gone? You know, it's like no eyebrows. Have you ever seen a guy with no eyebrows? It's pretty, like, I was hitchhiking years and years and years and years and years ago. I was hitchhiking, and I got a ride with this dude who was a professor at San Francisco State. No, City College of San Francisco. He was a professor of audiovisual, and he had a bunch of video equipment anyway. And it was back in those times when people would say to you, oh, do you have a place to stay? No, I don't. Do you want to stay at our house? I said, yeah. That was back when you would actually do that. And this guy was married. He had a little girl, and he had a teenage son and his wife, and they were all fucking hippies. I mean, he and his old lady were definitely hippies. And they were a trip. As soon as we got there, all we did was smoke this fucking dope and eat this. The woman, she made like beef bourguignon. It was really good. But I met his son. This dude had no body hair at all, except for a shock of fucking hair coming up the top of his head. Okay? No eyebrows, no beard, no nothing, just a shock of fucking hair. And he's like, every other word with this guy was Jack. Man, it's fucking heavy, Jack. Hey, Jack, that's my dad, Jack. He teaches me at psychology at the City College of San Francisco, Jack. It's heavy, Jack. It's heavy. That was his thing. And I said, what happened to your fucking, you know, your eyebrows and shit? He goes, it's a speed thing, man. He took too much speed? How is that possible? How do you take so much fucking speed that your body hair falls out? I don't, you know. Baker and Bozeman, Yellowstone was the first national park. The first stone of the entry gateway was laid by Teddy Roosevelt. That's right, while he was president. You could camp, Phil, but they've got some great hotels in the park. The Old Faithful Inn is my favorite. Awesome. Awesome. Cody Elms, Bungholio, Nair baths once every 3 weeks. Burn, no shit, Cody, ha ha ha, Jesus H. Christ, the H is for hairless. These cats are all getting off on this hairless thing. Mo Collins is a legend, no shit. Mo Collins is a legend. And not only that, Mo Collins is, I love Mo. She's just a wonderful person. She just had her wedding anniversary, too. Jimmy Neutron rules. Dear Phil, believe it or not, there was a sequel to Diary of a Nudist. It's called Nudes on the Moon. No, no shit. Maybe I'll do it for we have Saturday Cinema coming up, by the way, you guys, tomorrow. And we are due tomorrow for film noir. I alternate old science fiction and horror with film noir. So I'll go horror, science fiction, film noir. The last one we did 2 weeks ago was The Phantom Creeps. I don't think I've seen anything as foul and as just rotten as that fucker. That movie sucked. And you want to know something? That movie was a serial. That was part of a series of films that they would show in movie theaters back in the 30s. You'd go and you'd watch these serials, as one might today on television. Today, we can watch them all at once. You know, 15 goddamn episodes. Back in those days, they had to wait a week and go and see the serial in the movie theater. I couldn't believe it because it was so bad. I thought, well, this came and went. No, this is like part of a whole series of things. It's a horrible movie. And it was made in 1939 when Bela Lugosi, I would say, was still a bankable actor. You know, I would say that he was still very bankable. I mean, I don't know what happened to him other than the fact that he had a morphine addiction, which was probably it. But Bela Lugosi should have been a much, much bigger, you know, star than he was. He was huge after Dracula, and he had a couple of other things with Boris Karloff, and, you know, But he never was able to capitalize, I don't think, on his incredible star power following Dracula. And then by the time, you know, he died, the whole Ed Wood thing, you know, pretty fucking sad, man. I am so grateful. I'm so glad to be back with you guys. And we're going to do it again, man, next week. Stick with us. This week is going to be much, much better. You know, we got our shit back together again. So we're, you know, going to be seriously in communication with all of you guys. And we'll continue our efforts at HendryCon. I will keep you updated on our appearances. And also our efforts at, you know, heading out and doing our show in the hinterlands out there in the world, you know, because I do want to go out and do the Phil Hendry show in different clubs and different venues around the country. So there's going to be some major shit happening here this summer, and there's already major shit happening for us here in this this year of 2016. Thank you. Love you. Can't live without you. God bless each and every solitary one of you, if you believe in God. Which I, yes, I do. Well, I don't know. Well, it doesn't matter, does it? It might. I mean, by the way, this picture you're looking at, that's me. That's me before I dyed my hair darker. The Phil Hendry Friday Night Chat. Responsible for its content.